Good morning, citizens of the Most High God. Khadijah here, Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. You know, your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. And it has been quite some time, and I realize that, but, you know, life happens. I've had several deaths in the family, and we have to go through the process, the grieving process. And so right now, I can tell you that I'm on the other side of through. That I'm reflecting on my life, the lessons learned, because everything that God allows you to go through, there is a lesson to be learned. There's a place where you find yourself knowing that you must be and you are thankful for the breath, the air that you breathe. So I just came on real quick to ask a question. How do you know when it's time to back out of a situation that you thought you needed? A situation that you thought you were called to. And every time you find yourself the one getting stepped on, the one getting used and mistreated and abused. Because I've gone through my nevertheless moments. I've gone through the fact that I will serve Jehovah no matter what. I've gone through some Job experiences that there's always someone left behind to bring the bad news. But nevertheless, I will serve my God with all my heart, with every fiber of my being. I know that. And I love everyone I meet because they are a child of God, or they are a creation of the Most High God. And He is our God of love, and He taught us how to love. But sometimes we get it twisted because we think that because we're supposed to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And we ask those questions, what would Jesus do? Because we think that He was the epitome of love here on this earth. But we have to remember that Yeshua was no punk. He turned over tables. He told friends the truth. Get thee behind me, Satan. He called out leaders. He spoke the unadulterated truths of the Most High God. He spoke it boldly, and He was not afraid of confrontation. So my thing and my answer and question to you is this. Who are you standing up to be? How do you know deep down in your spirit that even though they call you rebellious because you speak the truth, our friends walk away because you manifest and you walk out your soul's salvation in fear and trembling, that they feel like you're pointing the finger at them? Are you supposed to stop or cease from calling them out? Because after all, love covers a multitude of sins. But we have to remember also that the Word of God said that if you see your brother going down the wrong path, it is your duty, it is your job to pull his coattail or her coattail in love. Because if I see you on your way to an accident and I don't tell you, and I know that accident is going to kill you, and I don't say anything, is that love? Proverbs also says that open rebuke is better than secret love. In this season, I'm calling out some things. You can't just tell me anything and I let you get away with it. And you can call it what you want. You can say I'm having a bad day. I'm an angry black woman. I'm still going through grief. You can call it all of that. But the truth be told, if you truly listen to the words that come out of my mouth, you will know that, one, they're said in love, and two, it comes from a while of observing you going to the left. So I just wanted to share that with you. I haven't come on here and vent in a while, and I think this is a mild rant, if you want to call it that. But I want you to know that I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about it. Remember that. I'm Khadijah. Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny. And oh, by the way, Shabbat Shalom. Come out of the rat race of life and find rest, divine rest, in the Creator's arms. You have a God-fantastic rest of your week. Shalom.